says, one of those days...
Hold on, guys, I'm coming. This is better.
Mm-hmm. So, I was saying today is one of those days...
You don't know what to say.
Oh, yeah, start show now. What do I say? What do I say? What do I say?
And I said, anyways, Friday, so...
oh, my God.
You know, it's a relaxing morning.
I can't believe you just said that.
And, by the way, shout out to all of you. I missed being in the studio yesterday.
We missed you here yesterday.
Yeah,
we missed your ginger. We missed your... What's up, Lagos?
So we're about to bring that now because we started with that piece of music by the Ashake guy. It's just it's something else. Amazing. Omokpe. Amazing. Do you know what the meaning of Omokpe is? Guys, can we...
Omokpe, I think a child of thanks. Okpe means thanks now.
Okay.
Or being grateful.
Aha.
Child of gratitude.
That's what I thought. That's what I think too.
Okay.
But you know, sometimes Yoruba is
it's deeper than what we think. I agree.
Sometimes Yoruba is not 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm.
Sometimes they'll now explain to you the history of it. So what is the meaning of Omokpe? If anybody's out there, you want to help us, let's know. Because that's a beautiful piece of music by Ashake featuring Olamide. And it's a good way to kickstart this Friday. Uh-huh.
It's rainy.
Yep.
It's raining outside. It is cold outside. It's really, really, really cold.
Mm.
Some of us are geared up for the weather. We're hoping that you're also geared up for the weather. That these put on some thick clothing.
Yep.
Or maybe take something hot as well so that you don't catch a cold. Make sure that you are in an environment that is warm just so that, you don't catch a cold.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we come from two different worlds. We keep saying that all the time. You know, back in the day when it's cold like this, I told you the story already.
Mm.
You know, growing up, my mom would put
the roasted corn.
Oh my, oh my!
By the fire in your kitchen.
You know.
Yes, we know that story.
With plum and all that, sit by the side and you know enjoy it. And of course, the total opposite of what your experience was.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of everything.
True, you know that. And to talk about our different sides,
yeah.
I think yesterday people got to understand that it's like Andrea is the cool one, and I said it yesterday. Let me cast myself. Yesterday that I am the cool, calm, collected one.
So me, what am I?
Why you are the Raz one?
I'm the Raz. I'm the Jaga Jaga one.
Oh my God. Yeah, so you sometimes bring out the Razness in me.
Yes.
So I have my posh side, I have my Raz side.
Yeah.
But you know, you bring out the Raz side while I sometimes bring out the posh side.
The cool side of me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a cool side of me,
yeah.
but I agree. I'm the Raz one here.
I mean, that's
as far as you
marriage,
are now.
Right?
That's
the beauty of our marriage.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, not everyone, people who are of the same kind of personality, get to align.
Mm.
But in this case, we're like, you know.
But I think that there are also some areas where we are
aligned.
The same, where we're
alike. A jetty mix.
Mm.
So normal.
Mm.
You know, but bottom line is we're actually two different people.
Right.
And how we get to blend, that's the beauty of it.
Right.
You know, where I'm weak, you're strong. Where you're strong, you're weak.
Yeah.
When you need Razness, I'll show up.
You show up.
And then when I need you to also get a bit of that, you can show it up.
Right.
And when you need me to be cool, calm, and collected, I could do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
But it's
it's very difficult. It's hard. It's not the real you.
Yeah. But why I'm doing this, because a lot of people live in denial, you know, because they're influenced by the environment. You know what to say. You're influenced by environment. You're influenced by, I believe some of those influences do not have as much impact as the influence that you're originally built with. You know, that who you are.
Yeah.
From when you're born till now, you know, yes, it's okay. Because if you carry a lizard right now, I keep saying use analysis. If you take a lizard right now, and carry that lizard to mix the lizard with crocodiles or alligators.
Mm.
It will not become an alligator.
True that.
They might have tail. It will not become an alligator.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade. It's not a big spoon or big fork. No, a spade is not a big spoon or a rake is a fork. It's not a big spoon. It's a spade.
Oh,
so
Charlie.
A lizard will not become an alligator. So instead of living in denial or trying to form or trying to act what you are not. Man, that's bondage, man.
True that.
It's a Friday. Today, make up your mind to release yourself from that bondage.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Oh, if you haven't heard anything today, I think that's a strong message. Be yourself, be you. But now the question is, do you even know you? That you have to be, do you even know it? Do you even know who you are? Like, who you really, really are? Devoid of the influences. Devoid of, you know, the societal pressure. Devoid of, you know, what your mother said you should be. What your father said you should be. What your school environment has formed you to be. Do you really do know who you are?
Who are you?
Who are you? like, who are you really? You need to ask yourself that question. But really, though.
Let me go back to Ibadan. Tanya.
Okay.
No, it's not like, because that who are you question is a common thing which we hear on the streets of Lagos. No, we hear it every day.
Right.
You know?
Right. And then,
because
you know,
people say, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
People say, who are you?
That you are, who are you? And, you know, is most times answering the question as to your class, as to who you know, as to who's your father,
your level
in society, you know. But who you are is much deeper than that. So that's the surface level of who you are.
That's not even, I don't think it makes 1% of who you are.
Really?
It's not
1%. A tiny percentage, because I mean that means that you're putting your power or your definition on something that can die, something that can wither away, something that could be irrelevant in the next season, you know?
Yep.
So if you put your definition or define yourself based on something that is temporal, it means that you are also temporal.
Wow, that's all deep.
Ah.
That's it. You're temporal. That means you're inconsistent, you know? So your life is dependent on, that position you have.
Huh.
You are
what
a boss.
If that position leave? That means you are nothing.
You are actually empty. That's it. So I don't know how we got here, but
really,
the truth is,
really, man, how did we get here?
Ask yourself, who I be? Like, who I be? Whenever you tell somebody, do you know who I am? If you have ever made that statement.
Yeah.
And that person asks you, have you ever noticed there's always silence? There's always silence. Total silence. Even if it's for 2 seconds. But there'll be silence. When you say, do you know who I am?
Who are you?
No, allow you first. You say like 5 times. Do you know who I am? You're talking to me like that? Do you know who I am?
Oh yeah, who are you now?
Then I say, God, who are you? You now pause. Who am I? Answer now, who are you? So anyways, but the whole idea here is for you to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, reflect. Take time this weekend. It's not on the show you want to start thinking now. You go overthink. Because it's a Friday, we don't want you to. But take time this weekend. Think about it. Who am I? Who be me? Who am I?
Who I be?
Who I be?
Who I be?
You understand? See, whatever you're going to achieve in this life, really, will be determined by you knowing who you are.
Yeah. So there's this... So I use this for coaching. This particular analogy, a story, actually.
Okay.
When I'm, you know, coaching. So this chairman's story of a certain... The title of that story is called... The Shadow Mirror.
Okay.
So this particular man, this particular shaman, by the way, shaman are the people who they connect between the spiritual and the physical, something like that.
Yeah.
And so this man had a revelation that he figured who he really was, that he is light and he is born of light.
Mm.
And so when he was trying to talk to people, like after he got that revelation and you know, yes, I'm of light. And he went to meet his, you know, fellow people and telling them that, see, he's of light. He's born of light, you know, trying to educate them. And the moment he was trying to do that, he noticed that everywhere had fog around. And as he was trying to talk to them, he was also being engulfed in that fog. He had to, you know, look at himself in the mirror again to remind himself of the light that he is.
Yep.
And then after he did that, it felt like the fog started, you know, moving away from him.
Yep.
So the moment he tried to be in the midst of other people who didn't really understand who they were, he found out that he was also losing himself. But he has to look at that mirror to remind himself of who he has found to be, who he has found, or what he has found about himself.
That
mirror was like his reflecting, that is reminding him, guys, this is who you are. Don't get distracted.
Absolutely. I mean, that's very profound, because I've heard you say a couple of times that, look, you know, you may not have a lot of control of what happens
you know, outside of who you are,
right,
if you don't know who you are.
True.
You'll be pushed left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You might be the most powerful person right now. Maybe you are the richest man on earth, but you are broke right now. You dinner, you know, you never chop.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the fact that you don't have money or you're broke right now, you're not thinking like, oh, you know what? You're now living less of yourself,
yeah,
because you're not aware,
yeah,
of yourself. You define yourself by what's in your pocket,
yeah,
by what you have, mm-hmm, at the moment,
mm-hmm,
by whether you're 18 or not. But if only you had an idea, maybe you just had an inkling of what little bit of how big you are and how strong you are, I'm sure it's going to change a lot. You're going to make some stupid mistakes,
yeah,
but the truth is mistakes are part of it.
Yeah.
You know, never stop making stupid mistakes because, look, don't just repeat the same mistake.
Mm.
That's what one of my mentors would say. What, Lagos? That's how we choose to inspire you.
Just on the show this morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, just alive. We missed your screaming WhatsApp, Lagos, yesterday.
What?
So Lagos, is about that time. You call us up and tell us how you're doing. What's going on around your area?
That's right.
But really, who are you?
Daniel.
Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a white. I think the WhatsApp message, WhatsApp is quite down at the moment. But I mean, you can say the WhatsApp message.
Hey, don't tap that. Well, you can send the WhatsApp message 0809-597-5805. That's a WhatsApp number.
You know, at some point yesterday, I forgot the WhatsApp number.
Are you serious?
I was like,
hey, the Apple.
It's Colin that usually send the WhatsApp number, and he's not yet.
Oh my! I mean, I will say I missed myself also. I missed myself. I missed you. I missed the entire. Every time I'm away, it feels like that. But hey, guys. Sometimes emergencies happen and you have to be away, and that's necessary. Well, 20 minutes past out of 10 in the on the AM side. Let me say it like we used to say back in the day. It's 20 minutes past out of 10 on the AM side. Welcome to the show. Let's hear from you, Lagos. How are you doing this morning? Oh, there's no coach. Hi, Rojo. I hope you did not see the rain. Oh, my.
Hello.
I'm excited. It's a Friday. Hi. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
No, what's happening with the phone lines? Do call us back if you can. It's 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Call, scream, what's up, Lagos? And we say cheers to life. Celebrate life.
It's Friday.
Yes, so we survived yet another week in the
pandemic.
Benny.
Hello.
Hi. Incumbe.
Village
people.
Hello. I'm guessing the network due to, I mean, maybe because of the weather.
Mm.
So, I mean, hello.
Let's try this again. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? First-time caller.
Wow.
Welcome.
Who are you?
Welcome.
Who are you, Daniel?
I am Sam. Yummy.
Welcome, Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Indeed.
Yeah, I feel very great this morning.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
That was a lot of energy, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, where are you calling from, and what's the situation like? Is it raining?
Pleasant weekend.
What did you say?
I said, have a pleasant weekend.
All right,
okay, you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I mean, we understand that. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Alice. Indeed.
Yes.
Alice, you're giving me thoughts. Who am I? And that got me thinking, Collins. It got me thinking. My name is Enes Akugbe.
Okay, Enes.
I'm on transit now. I'm going to work.
All right.
Yesterday, I just found out my wife is carrying a baby boy, my first son.
Woo!
Collins, I'm very, very happy right now.
Wow. Great. Really, really happy to hear that. Congratulations to you indeed. Congratulations. All the best to wish you. And yeah, that's a great thing to celebrate, really.
It's
a great feeling.
Collins, who are you? Who are you?
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You ain't came on sound like no one. Good deal.
No, nothing. No weapon formed against. No weapon.
Hello.
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 Hi. Good morning.
Oh God.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lega? Let me just try. What you want to do?
Oh, my God. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Yeah, those are the numbers through which you can reach us to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and be a part of the broadcast this morning. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, my name is Sam Samson. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Samson. Welcome.
I said my name is Sam Samson.
Welcome, Sam Efyang. What's up, Lagos?
I am calling from Abulado Street. Abulado of Badagry Expressway.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
There's rain in my area. The rain is falling very heavily and the weather is cold.
Wow.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Wow.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate for that situation report. When it rains in Lagos, the whole atmospheric condition changes.
Mm.
You don't want to be in the market when it rains, really.
You don't want to.
Well, but when are we going to have markets when it rains, it makes no difference. You just walk in, you know, and there's no potopoto everywhere.
Can that ever happen?
What is it with market and potopoto? Please. You know, everybody is coming to us. Let me explain this.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. There are things that people still rely on to get at the markets, in the markets. I know there are supermarkets where, you know, it's a cozy environment. You walk in there, get your stuff. But majority of Lagosians rely on what? On the regular markets. What is that law? What's that thing that says markets cannot look great? It's an African thing. It's everywhere. It's everywhere in Africa. Every market, will not be well taken care of. But, you know, everyone will go there. Roll their sleeves, walk away, and get into it. Anyways, guys, we're still having fun here. We've got an information for you just before we continue with the show, right?
Lagos! It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's 10:36 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am Andrea, or Dobie Teke.
This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
I would have said your Tekka for you. I would have said it. What's going on here?
It's not 2 minutes now. Come on. We have 2 hours. And I can't spend 1 minute to mention my name? Anyways, guys, welcome back. What a break that was. We're back again. We'd like to hear from you. It's a wet morning in the city of Lagos. We're going to talk about when it rains in Lagos, what happens. And I think it's a good time for us to hear your reports of where you are, what's going on. Did you just wake up this morning and say, I'm not going anywhere. I'll just call my boss. This weather is no weather. I can go to work. Or are you on the road?
Or do you wake up and put your leg down on me? If you get what I try to say, do you wake up and then you put your feet on the ground and it's water?
Is that your story? Whatever it is, man, we're here for you. We want to hear you. And, you know, have reports of what's going on with you in your neighborhood. We know that the story changes in Lagos whenever it rains. We know, we're aware.
Mm.
We're aware of that. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Top of the day to you.
What's up,
that
Lagos?
Olima from Kalahari Desert.
Oliada.
Yeah, Lord Lady Andrella Teke.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, you know.
What's up? Where's your what's up, Lagos? Your what's up, Lagos?
Okay, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Yes, alive.
Yeah, hello, be darling.
Holy Adao.
You know why we are peculiar people?
Mm.
With particular reference to Andrella and Ahigbe.
Mm.
And that the peculiarity of our life is more than a star in the sky.
Mm.
You know why? You know why, Teke, Mr. Teke?
Please, I'm listening.
Okay. One, first and foremost, we do not function with the blood of Adam and Eve.
Mm.
We have the blood of Jesus that make it impossible for a spirit of death to enter the Israelite when they were in Egypt. Am I right?
Mm.
Yeah, then secondly, we are the people Jesus Christ handed the entire universe to. The Christians are to dominate.
Mm.
They are to take absolute control.
Mm.
They are to uproot and waste their wasted life and cast them away as God did to Satan and his holy angels.
Mm.
So the ball is in your court, Andrella, the Deborah, and Mr. Teke, who Apostle Paul handed many scores, rolling power to do the wonder, starting from Sululere Stadium.
Okay.
And are restoring men that have lost hope that I need to be redeemable unto the Lord. You know them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are peculiar people.
Thank you.
I mean, shout out to Mother. I really do love listening to from her, you know.
Vibe.
I really do love hearing from her.
Don't we all?
What's up, Liga?
She's alive!
Ah, my friend, guys. That's your song. This is your from making. I mean, you can easily see Lagos from that song.
Yes.
Yes. That's your question that you asked about Omologu.
Yeah.
Omokwe.
I think it means glorious child.
Glorious. Okay.
Yeah, glorious child. No, Yoruba has a different way of, you know, interpreting things. I think it's glorious child.
Glorious. All right. Okay.
Thank you very much. What's your name, by the way?
Malik. Yeah, Malik.
Malik. Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to say, Rojo. Did you see the Ojo? You know, my early days in Yoruba land, I wondered why you asked every question. Everything has, you know, you ask an obvious question, but it's a kind of like a pleasant, I don't know, it's a greetings, whatever. Like this one, it took me a long while to understand why you ask somebody, it's raining heavily.
Mm-hmm. You're asking the person, are you seeing the rain?
No.
What?
Maybe, okay, like it's raining now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone comes in from the mainland to come and meet us right here in the island or in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I now see him say, and he comes in drenched too.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And now I ask him, he says, I said, Rojo. So you didn't see the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Now the meaning is not literally asking that. Did you see the rain? But can someone also explain that what they mean?
Mm.
Because you're asking the person, did you see the rain? That's if you want to translate literally.
Yeah.
But what do they actually mean?
Mean
by asking that? Are you blind, sir?
Are you not seeing the rain too?
Sorry, sir. Are you talking to me from space? Or are you here with me? Sorry, sir. I just want to know.
Goodness.
I'm not angry. Or you have to explain to me, sir. What do you mean by saying Ojo? Sarojo Bao. Is the rain not falling? Can't you see the rain? So if anybody can explain that, it's fine. We don't mind. But you know, there are a lot of things that baffles me. A lot of things that baffle me about different languages. Hello.
All right, and put up the phone lines again. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Is a feel of Lagos. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Woo, gentle
life!
William. Yes!
my one-year-old son is also...
Wow, that's so
good. Anyways, good morning, Mr. Collins and yeah, this is Tommy Waziri.
Yay, welcome, good Tommy. To have you, Tommy.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. That song is amazing. Do you know Buddy Thomas? Do you know Allen Avenue?
Yeah.
I also ask people that question. Why do people ask that question in the first place? When the rain is falling, they're like, Michelle, would you?
Abby?
I wish somebody can call and answer that question.
Yes,
is it a greeting when the rain is falling? I really want to know.
Are you actually asking?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
And shout out to the little kid.
I'm telling you. That's the height so far.
Right.
Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Wow. Who do we have?
Collins, you have Joseph and Emmanuel.
Hi.
My brother. You are calling from Ijegu, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, hello. Yes,
we've been trying to reach you. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we are happy. Yeah, Andre said something. He was like, how did we wake up this morning? Did you wake up with our legs inside water?
Yes.
We woke up with our legs inside water, yes.
Wow! For real?
Are you serious?
As in, our ceiling was leaking.
What?
Wow.
So, and we've actually called the landlord to, you know, help us with the repair, and we thought the carpenter did a good job.
Wow.
Not until this morning. Nice water.
Oh boy, man, I'm so sorry.
I had to take mop this morning and everything. I could not even go to work. Say,
wow.
I just chilling at home. Very soon, we hope the capital will come back and
do a better job. Man, I'm so sorry.
I just actually
said it because I mean I have experienced. My friend sent a video of himself. His roof was leaking.
Yeah.
He didn't know this. He slept, woke up,
yeah,
and found himself like, and it wasn't even tiles. It was rug.
Wow.
So the whole place was drenched. And he had no idea until he woke up. He just put his leg on the floor and man.
Did I sleep in the swimming pool?
You know, I just said it. Are you part of those who wake up and... Wow, man, I'm so sorry, Manuel, and your brother, that you're experiencing this at the moment.
But I love the energy. I mean, someone that woke up in the water and is still excited about it.
He's screaming, what's up, Lagos, man? You got an inspiration, no?
I'm telling you, Major, that's inspiring. Uh-uh. That's even what got my attention. Like, look, meanwhile, you woke up because of one thing, maybe... You know, I don't want to play down on whatever you're going through.
Yes.
But you see, if I'm going through a lot right now in your life, all right? You know, I need to understand this very well. If you are going through a lot, all right, just be going through a lot too. Because a lot of people are just coming from a lot. A lot of us are just coming from a lot. So be going through a lot.
Oh,
be going through a lot. We are just coming from a lot.
Mm.
So, no, we're just coming from a lot. So, please.
go through a lot.
So, the whole idea is don't let anything weigh you down.
Right.
You're not the only one going through stuff, you understand? Don't make it look like the world is just about you.
Mm.
Don't let it weigh you down, especially your state, your beautiful state, how you feel. That's very inspiring, those guys.
Yeah, shout out to you. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, are you there? Seems that line, Kulu. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi, hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Cheers, cheers to life!
Good morning!
Good morning to you.
Wow.
This is Adafe from Owode Ibeshi.
Wow.
Welcome.
This is Adafe, welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
In Yoruba language, when they say Sherojo, that means the rain did not disturb you. Rain may be falling, but when you are not, like if your house is not leaking or your road is good, that is when they will say Sherojo. But people that saw rain, is maybe their house is flooded by the rain.
Okay.
They are the people that really see the rain.
Okay.
That's what Yoruba used to call Sherojo.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate you, ma'am.
Thank you for answering that.
Wow. Thank you.
I mean, that explains it.
That means in Yoruba, you don't just translate things literally. You know? For example, I remember when some guy was learning French recently. Now I asked him that, okay, because table, you know, I mean, he saw they put two words. They put table. They put another word. They say, okay, what's table? He now says tableau. You understand? Because, you know, everything in French, it feels it would sound that way.
Yeah.
Of course, the table is not tableau. You understand? Tableau is like a board. It's like a board instead. So if you look at things literally, even Yoruba, and take every word you see it. Say orojo, re is to see. Rain is ojo, right?
Yeah.
If you say that way, you not get the real meaning.
True that.
Really good explanation there.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, anyway, there's something with network and rain. By now, we should know that there's
you
a connection.
You see network and rain or light and rain?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
well, I call when but
yes, it did. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Michael from Nigeria.
Okay.
Michael from Nigeria.
Yes.
Where in Nigeria are
what
you?
What part of Nigeria?
From Pangu.
From Pangu.
Okay.
Yeah, I first want to say shout out to one of my guys. The guy started me yesterday and tell me that you only hear my voice on Nigeria Info. What's your play, God?
Wow.
OJ. OJ.
Wow.
Okay.
Shout out to OJ.
Shout out to OJ.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm aware in the context of the I think he's a sharp guy. A sharp guy. I sharply use my money, Shaye. In that context, I think that's what it means.
In that song contest, Ali. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, thank you. I thought as much.
Yeah. Hi, hello. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay, I want to speak to the question on Sherojo. You know, sometimes the Yoruba people behave like the British people that they will discuss their weather as if just something to call the attention of whoever is around to what is going on around us.
Yeah.
That's why you find out that almost Yoruba people will use almost anything that is happening around you as a greeting, just to call your attention to it, or where you feel you don't, the two of you don't really have anything to discuss, you don't have anything in common.
Yes.
But when you speak to what is happening around you as a greeting, you automatically connect and you flow from there. So it's part of the culture.
All right, fantastic.
Thank you
so much, appreciate it. Another great explanation there. You know, one of the guys says, Bebulinko, Kokoroko, Shibinko. You know, I mean, and you keep going, you keep going, having fun. I mean, it's cultural and it's lovely.
It's beautiful. I love Yoruba. Yoruba, exactly what I was going to say. I love the language. Hello.
The culture.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
Andre, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Welcome!
Good morning!
Hey, good morning to you!
If I call is, I want to ask, hope you brought your canoe to work today.
I think we should start having that. Around Lagos.
Jerojo.
Ah, Morio, Morio, are you?
Good morning, this is Mary from Ikeja.
Welcome, Mary.
Thank you so
much. Enjoy you guys. Have a nice day.
You too. Appreciate it. Wow. Can we do more calls?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Good morning, Andrew and Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, ma'am.
My name is Lara from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
How's Ikorodu this morning?
Very wet morning.
Yes, indeed. Really wet.
Moriojo, yeah.
Okay.
Sherojo, like the first woman said.
Yeah.
Hope you didn't see the adverse effects of Ojo. That's just the meaning. We all see Ojo.
Yeah.
I can see you. I've seen the Ojo. I can see the Ojo. But share Ojo.
Mm-hmm.
That means hope you didn't see the other side of the Ojo. I am seeing the other side of the Ojo because I'm under my duvet. I just had my bath and went back straight to sleep.
Too bad.
It was your voice, Collins, that woke me. So,
wow.
Morojo, yeah.
Okay. But I mean, just enjoy the moment, enjoy the fun, and have a splendid time.
Yes, and you too.
Yeah. Under the duvet.
Yeah,
duvet,
that's duvet. Like some people's story at the moment. Like, just have a hot bath and you tuck yourself inside the duvet.
And listen to what's up, ladies.
You know, a hot cup of chocolate or coffee or tea. And then you turn on your radio and listening to the Techers.
Or you carry the duvet, stay by the fireside. Just cover yourself in the side and the heat is there. You be there and have some roasted something in the fire. And, you know.
Have your radio on the side.
Have the radio on the side. Which one would you prefer?
Well,
under the duvet, or inside the kitchen. Me, I want to be where there's food. Oh my, I think it's about time for us to go on a break. We'll take that break and come back, and in the fun-filled episode of Family Talk will be live right here with the Techers. We are
the Techers.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Giving you the Friday feel right here. Yeah, Babaluku. Amazing jam, trust me. We're vibing in the studio right here. We're hoping that you're vibing as well. Yes. Burna Boy, he had DJ Tariko.
Yeah.
That song is amazing, trust me. If you don't want to dance or you never felt like dancing and you're listening to that song, you want to be on your feet and shake your body. Shake the cold away, you know? Just do something.
Absolutely, it's the right time, especially with the weather right now. You need to do some shaking.
Do some shaking, indeed.
And we talk about the role of your physiology in your entire state as a human being.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're feeling down.
Yeah.
How do you identify somebody who's feeling down? How can you easily identify? First of all, their posture.
Yeah.
You know, you see that maybe their head is down, their shoulder bound, you know, they're feeling low.
Mm.
But I mean, if you get to warm up,
shake it up a bit,
shake your body, scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
Shake it up a bit.
Jump.
It also,
and
it,
look up.
Yeah, when you're in a down spirit,
yep,
right, it also helps you uplift your spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really does help. So if you were having a down spirit, you haven't, you know, just hope we're able to shake you up a bit. So if you are feeling down right now, maybe everything seems slow.
Yeah,
the atmosphere is seeming really slow for you. Maybe you just have to stand up a bit, move your body around, just shake something.
Shake it.
And trust me, just observe how you feel. You find out that you are in an up tempo spirit.
That's right. So we're back. We are the Techers, and this is Nigeria Info 99.3. It's 8 minutes past the hour of 11. We have about 52 more minutes to be here together with you, and we promise it's going to be great fun. And we're getting into the Family Talk fun-filled episode on a Friday in just a moment. But welcome on board, guys. There's a lot to talk about. I can't wait for all of these. And just stick tuned.
Oh, that's right, the Funfield Friday edition of the Family Talk is live. Check your time, it's 9 minutes past 11. It's a Friday, don't forget that. And that means it's one of those days where you have to chill, right? And let everything just, you know, wait for the week again.
Yeah,
but right now, let's just relax, right? So we have this interesting conversation. We want to start by asking the singles first. So if you're a single Pringle in the house, say I. Are you I?
Oh,
right, what are you I-ing?
I'm just echoing.
What I?
You know, in church,
I don't get
in a gathering, wait,
I don't get it. What was that? Was that reflex?
Don't wait, you know. I will lie. I don't know why I do
you
the
I. You forget
sincerely. We forgot about it. Not, guys, you might be listening and think, you think that maybe this part of the programming we agreed on this. Would you agree?
Oh,
I didn't know when I said I, but because it's just normal that whenever there's that call and response.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times, okay, let me, Christians relate to this most times.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you repeated the born again prayer in church when someone else?
Okay.
How many times?
Yes.
Is it that you are doing it again?
Again and again.
It's just call and response.
I mean, but there's no how.
So that's why. So I, on behalf of the singles.
Okay, say I. So I'm going to go again. Hi. Okay, if you're a single Pringle, say I in the house. I.
Yeah.
Just in case. But then if you're married as well, you're welcome. We're also going to ask you to tell us your own experience.
Benny.
Mm-hmm. We will also share our own experience.
That's right.
You know? But let's even start with asking the what?
The single.
Single Pringle.
Pringles.
We
mingle.
Love you guys. And so today is dedicated to
Jungle.
Asking you this question. So come close to your radio. Come close to your radio.
Yes, come around. So, by the way, before we lay that foundation down, what is.
Okay. What?
Oh my God.
What?
It's unfair. Anyway, let me not say. I don't want to direct something funny, but I want to say
yet. Okay.
Let's leave that.
All right.
Every single person right now, if you have plans to get married or you have thought of it, I don't want to say everyone that has thought of getting married, not everyone. But if you're single and you've thought of it, you're trying to visualize. There's at some point in your life, you will be able to try to visualize, okay, my wife, how would my wife look like? How would my husband
look like?
You know, and you have this picture, this mental picture.
Of an ideal
of
man.
Of an ideal
or
man.
Or ideal husband.
Ideal husband or
ideal
wife. That is a statement of fact.
Yes.
It happened to the best of us.
Yes.
But the question right now is, have you ever asked or factored in what you would do just in case, one, eventually you get your ideal man or woman, you get married to this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a man, let me describe the man.
Let me describe the man.
Woman. Okay, great.
All right. So, hi, ladies. If I'm speaking your mind, you'll let me know. You want this man who is tall, dark, and handsome.
Some.
I know that's cliche, but most of us did have that.
Six pack.
At the back of our mind. We want the six packs man. We want that really dark, or maybe a
chocolate.
Caramel. Maybe a dark chocolate guy or a caramel looking guy.
Okay.
Just maybe a white chocolate guy also.
Yeah.
It could be that. Who has maybe the beard gang.
Yeah.
Or a clean shaved guy.
Yeah.
You know, just looking buffed.
Buffed.
Oh, you know, someone strong. You get what
Ishan,
I mean?
Ishan.
Someone who can
Six
lift
pack.
You up.
Hmm.
You know what I mean when I say lift you? He can lift you up.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah. But
yeah, you can get a picture. But lift you up, you know? Yeah. And someone who can also provide your needs.
Hmm.
You know, and when I say needs now, I don't mean financial needs.
That's right.
I mean provide the needs and meet you at the point of your need.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
You know, someone who you can have a good time with and have interesting conversations with. Someone who, when you say, Pam is going to be right there. You say, oh, baby, my leg hurts. And he's there to carry you. Say, oh, I'm sorry, my darling.
A massage, oh, sorry.
And then when you go out on a date, he's just right there, a perfect gentleman.
He pulls the chair for you first.
And he smells so well.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Mm. And he's soft-spoken.
Yeah.
Am I speaking your language, girl?
Yeah, huh?
Mm.
That you can control. That's the description of an ideal man.
The description of an ideal man.
Take note.
I didn't add this one. He's also God-fearing.
Aha.
God-fearing.
God-fearing, yes. Loving, caring.
Yes.
Oh, God, no. You seem crazy, human being. Don't worry. Let me finish. Anyways, so as a lady.
Yeah.
Oh,
as a guy, the kind of lady that. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this.
I know in your head, you know, you want. I don't want to give anybody adverts. Our beautiful, you know.
I'm waiting for you. You are doing like this.
Because no, what men want. One man.
Just say it.
No, a beautiful, your mind, you've pictured a beautiful model-like, you know, Kim K model-like kind of lady.
Okay.
You've pictured her, you know, very beautiful, the amazing
not
hair.
Not too fat, not too slim.
Not big,
you know.
not slim. Mm-hmm. Just between.
Okay.
You know, has something you can hold.
Hold.
You know
I
what
get
I'm
it.
Saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, should be a Manchester fan or, you know,
or
a Chelsea.
Oh, I get
if you
that.
Know what I mean
okay.
by that. I won't say more than that. You know, you picture that. You also want, you know, the person to be well-to-do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not be a... It's someone that depends
solely
on you. Solely on you.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, boss lady who has her own
She's financially independent.
Independent. Mm. On other key areas, submissive, obedient.
Obedient.
Never goes against you, can cook, can clean, can take care of the home.
Mm.
You know, all these things,
okay.
including, you know, respect your mom, because every man adds that to the list.
You must respect my mother.
Respect your mom. Never say, your mom, you know, not be another mom to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obedient, you know, what you say is final. You are like her, you become her lord. All those things. You have pictured all of that.
Okay.
From the physical attributes.
Okay.
Every single
everything.
Thing looking
yeah.
always in shape, always looking clean, nice, beautiful, smelling great, always hair done, and every beautiful thing. Now, that describes an idea, just, you know, an example of what, you know, sometimes you think about
an average girl would say this is the kind of person
ideal
they're
person.
Looking out for.
That's right.
Mm.
So, having said that, the question now that I want to ask you.
Mm.
Whether you've asked yourself before, but want to ask you, because this is where, from this question, we switch to bringing the married
the
one.
The married ones.
Who have the experience. To now push you in the direction.
We say, you're come, my sister, sit
come,
down. Let us educate you.
So, the question now is, have you figured out, okay, what if, those things that you have painted in your picture, what if those things disappear?
Mm.
Or those things change?
Let's put it this way. You have found that person.
Yes.
God did it for you.
You found everything.
You found that person. The person is perfect. Like everything you had on your list, check.
Yep.
Rochester, check.
Check.
Dark skin, check.
Mm-hmm.
Clean shave, check. Bearded guard, check. Strong man, check.
Mm-hmm.
Everything lift you up, check.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect gentleman, check.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, God has blessed me. And you write on your caption, I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for my husband.
Mm.
And then boom, bang. 1 year, 2 years down the line, you are beginning to see round one pack. Or you are beginning to see that it's no longer lifting you up.
It's now very big.
Or you are beginning
you guys
to
are completely space.
Or you are beginning to see that, honey, come, my leg is paining me. Say, take care of yourself. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to run away with the marriage? The man I married has changed. Or as a man, maybe. After one child, two children.
That is very common. This is the most common.
She has added volume.
And now you are not waking up in the night. Let me describe it.
When I say I've added volume, you didn't even look at me. Where did that come from?
Did you say volume?
I said volume. No. Just added.
Volume of what? Oh my God!
That's
a way to describe it.
What I mean, you get
safely.
My point.
Yep.
You know, she has you know expanded. She's all over the place.
Which is a good thing. God spread and occupy.
Can't you see me? So now we want to ask. In that case, what are you going to do about this situation? Are you going to say, I can't handle this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm filing for a divorce.
Yeah.
Or are you going to say, well, it's what we have found ourselves in. What can we do?
Mm-hmm. Or will your eyes start choking you?
And you want to
look left and right.
My wife has changed you. Oh, my husband has changed you.
And somebody will be there
to look for the perfect person outside. And you now ignore.
You now forget that this same wife,
this same person,
or this same husband, though,
used to look this way.
Before you fed him with open salad today or her tomorrow, you need to remember that before you fed him with all this beautiful food, he was, you know, broad-chested, slim, and all that.
So what are you going to do about the situation? And you see, as much as we're trying to make it fun, it's a real-life situation.
It's real-life.
Some people have chopped down on their husbands or wives, you know, broken their self-esteem because of issues like this.
And some have gone as far as being, I'll use the word stupid, to, you know, I don't want to use stupid, but just, you know, to now go out and start looking for another slim.
Another perfect person.
They forgot.
Forget the worst. This that your partner looks like this.
That once in a lifetime.
He looks like this. And because that person looks like that should give you hope that they can always look back. They can still go back to looking like that.
So consider this one of our episodes of the
Gender Wars.
We promise you this. Every Friday we have this conversation. But let's hear from you. Singles first. What would you do?
If you're a single Pringle, what are you going to do with that situation?
How would you handle
How would
that?
You
Did
handle
you ever
it?
Think of that?
And then if you're married, I'm sure that maybe that has
relate.
Always been that has also been your story. You can relate. I mean, we said we're going to share our own experience.
Yes, we
Collins
will.
Was not like this before we got married.
Andrea was not
I
this
I was old. Not like this.
In fact, I'm going to post a throwback today. Check
Jesus
my Instagram much later today.
Jesus
I'm going to post a throwback.
What are you going to post?
You will say no. You say no, 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 no. You are coming from a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, let's leave the phone lines are really buzzing.
Ah, don't this is where you talk to that's me. Because now you will not be this.
Not be me. Anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Then I'll be saying, do something about this tummy. I'll be back.
Hey, please turn on the volume on your radio or move away from it. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Are you single Pringle or you're part of the married folk?
I'm married.
Okay, but you can relate to what we're saying, right?
Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning to you.
My name is Adamu Abubakar from Ajogule.
Welcome, Adamu Abubakar.
Have you been listening? Are you following the conversation?
I'm following the conversation right from onset.
Okay. All right, let's talk.
Yeah, Mr. Collins, you forget something. The Coca-Cola ship, ladies.
You didn't mention Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I didn't want to give it. That's why I was touching.
I didn't want to mention any brand.
I mean, is it Coca-Cola sponsoring the show?
Coca-Cola,
do you want to come and sponsor?
You would have not said figure eight. You'd have said figure eight.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, you know.
The figure eight.
Yeah,
yes.
You know.
You see, in every aspect of life, in marriage, if you marry a woman and she knows it's from you,
mm-hmm.
it's from the husband. When you are maintaining her very well,
mm-hmm.
so the shape will still remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't look outside. So it's lack of maintenance that will leave other men to go outside and be chasing other women.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
In the country.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Lack of maintenance. Namoto!
So wait. You gotta be using oil.
Is it just?
Wait. When he said maintenance,
yeah, I went off
really because I was like, aha. And he says maintenance has to be coming from the man.
The man.
The man is the one who's supposed to be maintaining
the woman. Mm-hmm. So that should not change shape.
So that should also
My brother. I like your point, but I won't say anything. Let's take this over.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Uh-uh. Yeah, what's up?
What's up to you too?
What are you up to calling? The man from Kalahari Desert. Hey, you should know it all now.
No. Please go.
Regardless of what you are saying,
yeah,
I believe people should be able to hold themselves to the higher extreme before the throne of grace, and that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's what I say, let your heart not be troubled. So live like an angel here on earth. That's for a mission. So when there is any sickie, shake it off. And be as wise as serpent. And be as quiet as the dove. Eat like an eagle. So when you have a man that all of a sudden start making some sickle or start changing, you have already laid your eggs that are golden somewhere that cannot be broken. Just overlook him and go and eat your eggs. Yes, a woman should live to determine that she is Deborah.
All right, Deborah. For that, Deborah. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I just left somebody.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive.
My name is Daniela.
Hi. Welcome, Daniela.
Welcome indeed.
I just want to contribute to this program.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's
all yours.
I'm married.
Okay. Please move away from your radio. There's a whole bag coming from your end. Can you move away from the radio or turn it off?
Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, please.
Both man and woman need to be contented with what they have. Yes. Irrespective of the shape, of the look, of anything. Once you are contented, you appreciate whatever you have.
Right.
Thank you.
All right then. Thank you so much. I knew that someone was going to say this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of... I wanted this to come like towards the end of the show. But let's hear what everybody else has to say. You know, about the single, about the married and all that. Because at the end of the day, not contentment.
Yes.
But anyway, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Good morning
to you.
Yeah, this is the man who's calling back from Ijegu again.
What's up,
Lagos? Just alive!
I'm following the program and concerning the specs and spec or no spec.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not married, actually.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's hear you.
I also have what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't like them. Thin and skinny lady.
Okay.
Yeah, I like somebody who is in good shape, you know.
So what are you going to do when you found that person and 2 years or 3 years down the line of your marriage, all those physique and all that stuff, you know, just...
Changes.
Yeah. Actually, one thing is that when it comes to that, I know what I went for.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's a little change, it will not affect my own... my own, you know.
Welcome back. We are in the moment
the last 30 minutes of the show, and we started by asking you if that's your ideal, you know, dream man or woman. You know, eventually you get that person, and then, you know, the changes happen because change is constant. You know that. You agree about that in every other aspect.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your man and woman, you don't necessarily accept
the change.
So when that change happens, we want to find out if you're single and you're planning to get married and you have all these, you know, spec. An ideal, you have this scripture in your head. If you eventually get it, it's our prayer that you get it.
It's our prayer that you get it.
But what happens if it changes? What would you do?
Mm.
Is that when you just walk away and say, I'll move on?
Because let us bust your bubble, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to change. You're not going to look the same.
Trust me.
Like, if you're a single person listening to us, just take it as it is. It's just, for some people, they are blessed. They don't get to change as much.
Yeah. But there are many other things that would change.
Yeah.
It cannot be.
A lot is going to change.
This is scam that they never tell you. This is what they tell you. They don't tell you when you are still young. You're so old. They don't tell you about the change.
Single Pringle.
So we don't anticipate the change. And then when it happens, you know, we're not confused on what to do.
It's when you join the married folks that you know. But I mean, let's hear from both the single folks as well as the married folks. If you are married right now, in fact, I was sharing off the mic with Collins. There's a certain woman I know of who she got married.
Yeah.
She wasn't as big as she is right now.
Yeah.
She has, I think,
a number of children.
a number of children, I think. Maybe three or so.
Okay.
Yeah, she has, I think, three children right now. Now, she changed. Her body became
normal
as a woman, as expected. She added volume, like I said earlier. And then her husband isn't enjoying it
at all.
And he would constantly talk down on her. He would constantly say things to her. And right now, part of the reasons I met her was because she was losing her self-esteem, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then she says things like, I hide to eat in my own house. Because the moment I take food, my husband is insulting me.
That you want to add.
And that food. The moment I take food to eat, my husband is insulting me. And I asked her, have you been going for exercises and all that? You know, she said she just had her last child.
Mm.
And so she's still waiting for her body to come together. Then she's thinking of going back to the gym and all that. But her husband is not even having it with her at all. And it has messed with her self-esteem. She doesn't even see herself as beautiful anymore. Wow. She doesn't all have, you know, the flabs and everything. She's been cursing herself that why did childbirth do this to her? And she's losing her marriage because of this, you know. So it's a thing.
And sometimes I feel it's totally unfair. That's why we're bringing this conversation so that we can all just reason it together and say, okay, truly, truly, if you're angry now that your man or your woman changes after you got married, after, you know, natural life takes its natural course. And then you're not angry about that and you use that. Do you think that's fair on, like, sincerely speaking, do you think it's fair? I don't think it is. So what else can you do? That's what we're asking you. If that change happens, or if those changes happen, what would you do? How would you handle it?
Yeah.
As a married person right now, be true to yourself, be sincere. Remember, who are you? Remember that question? Be sincere. Be true to yourself.
Yeah.
How have you been handling it? Do you think that you've been harsh a bit? Mm. Do you think that it just turned you off? As a man, did you wake up in the middle of the night? Hello?
To look at your wife and say, hey.
Did you wake up in the middle of the night? Like Andrea said, to look at your wife and look at the face and say, You now go to your phone and pick up the picture of the person you married. Because as it stands right now, it looks as if it's not the same person. So you want to be sure. Have you ever done it? If you lie where you are, you know it's raining. Have you done it? You now take the picture and put it by the side and look at the picture and like, You now compare and contrast and say, what?
Hey.
Who is this person lying down here? But who is this person in this picture? Have you done it before? Mm-hmm. Have you done it before? So how do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Did you just make a man just, or did you try to start dropping lines?
Lines, one after the other, so that they can observe.
These are Tommy Shah. You just pass on your own. You just make one comment. These are Tommy Shah. God will help us. You not say anything.
Well, how have you been handling it? We know the, oh, you think we are now where? Okay, let's take the phone lines one more time.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Woo. You're still alive.
Yeah, I'm a first time caller.
Yay. Wow. We're happy you made it. Welcome. Welcome.
Okay, now you guys have been making me laugh, like laugh my tummy out. Oh my God. Okay, my name is Ruth.
Okay, welcome.
I'm married.
Okay.
And, well, actually, it's not change. Change is not a scam. I think if we want to call it a scam, then we are scamming ourselves, because it's something that is inevitable.
True,
you understand?
Yeah, true that.
Now, for the woman will definitely go through childbirth and all of that, and you know, there will be some changes.
Yeah.
If the first day you get to her house, you find out that her mom is fat, her sisters are fat, and she's slim. Just know very well that she's waiting for something.
She's coming
to
there.
And then she'll do boom. You understand?
She will have the volume.
but for me, the major thing is this. Let whatever makes you get married to someone, let it be genuine. You understand? Let it be genuine. And even when those changes come, that main reason why you married that person would make you, you know, like the lady you talked about, will make you walk through with that person, even when those changes come.
Yeah.
You understand? But as a woman, too, we should also, if your man met you slim and you know he likes the hourglass shape and all of that, then I think we also need to, you need to work on yourself. I was lucky.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was lucky. After three, I'm still like under 17.
Oh, wow.
You know, but some ladies are not that lucky. I took my dad's physique, so I'm just you see me, you barely know I'm married, except when you see me with my kids, and you might almost think I'm their aunt or something like that.
Wow.
You know, but some good women on the other end are not. You know, I think it's majorly on the woman's side.
Yeah.
For the men, I think some men just end up having pork belly, and you know, it's not really something that is common.
Yeah.
So I think it's majorly on the woman's side. So it's a two-party thing. Two can play that game.
True that.
So both of them have to work on it and
true that.
Ensure they keep the spark alive, you know?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Have yourself a good day. Frank is on the line. Hi, Frank. Welcome.
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Just alive!
Good to hear from you, the techers.
It's good to hear from you too.
Let's talk.
Yeah. You know, talking about the topic on ground. For me, I'm not married.
Okay.
But I have a son.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. If I want to see the kind of woman I want, better put, I like a woman that the future is promising and the past is encouraging, if you know what I mean.
We do. We get you.
Yeah.
We get you.
So, and in the aspect of after getting married and you start seeing some changes, my opinion of that is, as a man and as a woman, when you start seeing those changes, those are the changes you should appreciate most in that particular woman or your man or your partner. You tend to appreciate those changes, like admire those changes. It will make you even love your partner more.
Yeah.
And always tell your partner, I love this about you. I'm even loving this more about you. I'm even loving this your shape more about you, even more than we newly knew or got married newly. Do you understand? Appreciate even the changes.
All right, you're talking about the deliberate step to take. But you know, when that situation happens to you,
Dami, you are saying that you have to be deliberate
in
about
appreciating
the situation as a game. Yes. Because you can't all of a sudden what you did not like before.
Start liking
now. There's got to be something that pushes you
to like it.
To be able to like it.
Yeah.
Okay. That is where contentment comes in.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. The word contentment. I love it.
That's exactly what we're waiting for him to say.
Hello.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what's
your name? Tommy calling back.
Okay, talk to us, Tommy.
First of all, I want
By the way, you're calling the female line. I will pardon you this time.
Line.
I'll pardon you now, but
yeah, it is the female line.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that a man that will make his wife feel that way, I don't think it's love.
Mm.
Maybe the love faded. I think love should tolerate as well, because in the long run, when we understand the thing that, well, not every woman will be the same. You can marry your wife now and eventually everything changes, she has it and everything, just like what Andrea said, ad volum, you know. So once we go into marriage with that mindset, I want people have that understanding that this person I won't marry you will not always be the same. I think people should have
that understanding
that this person will not always be the same.
That's right.
For that man that you talked about, Andrea, I don't think he loves his wife. A man that loves his wife will not make her feel that way.
Mm.
Instead, you say, big, maybe you should work on it. There's a way you will talk to the lady.
Yeah.
Not making her feel
bad.
So low.
Mm.
So I think that's our
best. All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. You see, every time we have this kind of conversation, I want to question those so-called criteria or so-called, you know, ideal.
Your spec.
The spec and the things we come up with. I kind of like want to say, man, that if it can be scrapped, it's possible.
Mm.
Because the truth is, we are now saying that, oh, you should accept the person when the change is constant and all that. You factor in the change in it and be ready for it. But you made this choice. 90% of what made you choose this person has to do with those things that can fade away. And then now, a choice you made based on those things, you now have to make another choice against those same things, as it were. For example, you made a decision that you wanted your wife to look this way, and this way, or your husband to look this way and this way. Now, that's part of the reasons that led you to get married to that person. Now that thing, which is a call, I mean, you made your decision based on, perhaps you had another lady who was beautiful and ready to shows you a lot of love, or a man, but because he was not, he's short, he's black, he's you now say, oh, because he's short, it's not good enough for you. You made a decision to get that tall man, and the tall man now, he's not tall, but he's now pot belly, the added volume. Now you go against that same decision that you made in the first place to get married to that person just so you can accommodate. Do you think that is easy to do? Considering the fact that that was the core of your decision, why you made a decision to marry this person is because of our figure eight. Figure eight
is no longer there.
Figure eight law.
There's not tire on the two sides. Row one, row two, row three, row one, row
not,
on the right side, on the left side.
Now you are now forced to go against that your decision in the first place and make a new decision.
You see, that's
is
why
it easy?
It's not easy.
So,
we can't even. It's not easy. That's why they're encouraged, right? If you are making, all of these things are important, right? Your physical attribute when it comes to making a decision as to who you want to end up with for life. It's important. But the truth is, it has to be deeper. It has to be deeper. As in, what you're looking out for in a woman or in a man has to be deeper than the physical. Trust me, it has to be deep. It has to be deeper. Even when we're looking at physical things, right? They're even much more than physical things.
Yep.
For instance, I remember when we got married and you were going through a phase.
Yeah.
And you changed. You were no longer as caring as you used to be at that time. So am I going to say that, oh, the caring person is no longer caring?
So how do you handle
that?
Yeah.
So as much as those physical things are important,
there are more important
things to look out for when you're settling down with someone. And then back to physical things, they are also important.
Yeah.
Because sometimes what we see triggers us. It gives us some kind of, this is my person.
I like what I see.
They say only men are driven by what they see. Women are driven by what they see. It's a lie. I don't want to step on a pit of hell, but it's a lie. We also like to see good things and admire good things. We like flashy things.
Yeah.
We put on, that's why we just love to be, we paint our nails, we make our hair. We love beautiful things too. We like to see good things too. So when we see a good man, a good looking man, we also admire.
Ah.
Hey. You get it? We also admire, don't we? Ladies, am I speaking your minds?
Please, speak up. Let's hear you. Increase volume.
Am I speaking your mind? Let us know.
Absolutely. More calls coming in. This is a topic. Doesn't look like it's going to end here today, but let's see how far we can go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
You see, it actually costs tech. It's a fallacy.
Spread the fallacy.
In fact, when you enter into marriage, you know what you want.
wait. It's not before the marriage. Eh? It's inside the marriage, you know what you want.
Yes, so that's why they say marriage, before you enter, they give you your certificate.
Yes. Before you start to learn.
Because anything you see there, you take it too, because you've already graduated.
I love that. You see, when you marry, you now know what you want. Whether it's 6 packs or figure 8.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you for that. Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, you can still work on yourself. That's the thing. Right? You can work on yourself.
So I feel that the moment good. It's okay to work yourself, look good. But if it now becomes like work. It now becomes like, I want to do it because of my
this
partner.
Man. Yeah, it shouldn't be because of the partner.
You should
this
wear
time.
The sacrifice.
It should be because of you.
Of you.
And your own self-esteem.
There are some people right now, they can't do. They'll be starving from one tea to the other. From one tea to the other. Meanwhile, they have big bones. Meanwhile, it's in their blood, in their family. Yeah, it's in their gene.
In that case, you can still actually keep a certain weight or a certain size. Truthfully, you can.
Let's not
you
just can. Talk about size. Like, it's just those on the big side. Of added volume.
Uh-huh.
Amy Slim. There are people who eat, they're eating junk just to make sure that they can't add weight. They are doing it because they're being abused one way or the other.
Yeah, because
maybe the partner
slim.
Is like, or maybe just initially the fat was just baby fat. Now your real self, you now went to your real self, and your husband likes the big fat. Or as a man, your wife likes the big fat. You know, what's happening? You know, people will think I'm not feeding you. You know, give you trouble. You're not troubling yourself. These changes are real changes or behavioral change.
Yeah.
How do you handle them?
Yeah, behavioral change as well.
How
so
do you
not
handle?
Just physical changes. Also, what I talked about you not being caring as you used to be was the behavioral change.
That's right.
Yeah. But you know what? We might be going on a break shortly. Let's pick a few calls.
Oh, la, la. Sorry.
We'll pick a few calls and then we head to take a few... Yeah, we're going to break and then we come back.
We couldn't take WhatsApp messages. Very painful.
We couldn't take WhatsApp. Man, I'm so sorry that if you sent a WhatsApp message, looks like we're going to have this conversation again during the gender war.
Yeah, absolutely.
During that. So we can find out what men want and what women want to
have. I have a guy code to share.
Okay. Hi, hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. We can hear you. Oh, my goodness.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, sir. Hello, hello for him.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning. I'm in bed. I'm black.
Aww. That means you know us from somewhere else,
this
right?
This is Ami Dombo from the back.
Ami Dombo!
Okay.
Man,
oh my God! Wow. Ami Dombo!
And
jeez!
Yeah, good to hear you guys' voice this morning.
Wow!
Aww.
Ami!
Because of this topic, black.
He called me black.
I can see your hand all over Hummingbird body.
Turning around.
Thanks, man. Really good to hear from you.
Yeah, because of you. I have to call because of this topic.
Okay. Yes.
I think it's an eye-opener for most of we guys.
Mm.
We have to learn. We have to have that preparation before marriage.
That's right.
We should be psychologically ready for marriage.
Yeah.
And if you are psychologically ready for marriage, you will expect those changes when you get married.
Yeah.
And you should be able to understand that you are the one that puts your wife in that shape, not your wife.
Mm.
It's you. That do all the blues that make her change. If you have that mind, I really love that Hummingbird says something that you should be able to look at other things, like maybe your woman is beautiful in and out.
Yeah.
Just to compliment that change. Though men normally like someone that is attracted to them.
Man, wow. Shout out to Hamid. Hamid has been following us for years.
For many years.
Yeah. On radio.
From radio to radio.
Oh, goodness. I can't believe that. I mean, that brought so much memories.
It felt a lot. It really felt. At the point, it was individually, really.
Yeah.
You know, it was. Anyway, it's really beautiful. Really great to hear from Hamid Humble. Shout out to you.
I can't believe it. I would still mention that name already. On radio in Lagos. But shout out to you, yeah. Hamid. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
We're going on a break right now. That's what they say in
Igbo. It's fini. C'est la fin.
It's 11:54. We're going on a break shortly. When we come back, I think that's when we'd say our goodbyes. Or should we say our goodbyes now?
We can't say goodbye. It's Friday. Let's go have fun. Guys, have fun. God bless you.
What's the moral of the lesson right now?
Okay, let's see if we have a story. A second after the advert.
Okay.
But then. The moral of the lesson is...
The moral is also the lesson.
The moral of the story is...
Of the topic.
Of the topic and the gist today is... we'll be right back.